Ready to dive into some data.
Always.
You sent over some really interesting stuff on this tool called Gradio,
Yeah.
and it seems like it could really change how we understand and share information.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we've got like code snippets, documentation, even presentation slides, all pointing to the power of building custom dashboards and visualizations.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
Yeah.
What's really cool is that Gradio isn't just for like tech people. You know,
Yes.
it's really about making data accessible and
Yeah.
engaging for everyone.
Okay. I'm intrigued. One of the things you sent over was some code from a project
Okay.
called Assist Air Data. Can you tell me more about that?
Absolutely. Assist Air Data analyzes air quality
Okay.
with a focus on something called the Temperature Humidity Index, or THI.
Okay.
It's a way to measure how temperature and humidity combine to create that feels like temperature we all experience.
Ah, so it's not just about how hot it is, but
Right.
how muggy it feels too. I
Exactly.
can definitely relate to that. Some days it's like walking outside into a steam room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And THI can have a real impact on people's health and well-being.
Yeah, for sure.
The Assist Air Data Project specifically looks at THI trends in Romania from
Interesting.
2022 to 2024.
Interesting. And they're using Gradio to make sense of all this data.
Right. They've created a Gradio dashboard that lets you visualize THI for different cities in Romania
Okay.
across those years.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really cool is that they've uncovered some significant findings.
Okay, I'm all ears. What did they discover?
Well, one of the key insights came from using Gradio's CalPlot feature, which creates a calendar-based heat map.
Okay.
They found that THI values consistently peaked in July and August,
Okay.
especially in urban areas.
Makes sense.
And those peaks actually correlated with a rise in hospital admissions for respiratory problems.
Wow, that's a pretty direct link between the data and real-world consequences.
Yeah.
It makes you realize how important it is to understand these trends.
Absolutely. It highlights the need for city planners to think about ways to mitigate these high THI periods, especially as climate change continues to impact temperature and humidity levels.
Yeah,
Yeah.
definitely.
Yeah.
So Gradio isn't just about making pretty pictures, it's about uncovering insights that can lead to action. I'm
Right.
starting to see why you're so excited about it.
Exactly. And remember, this is just one example. The possibilities with Gradio are really quite vast.
Well, let's dive into those possibilities. This Assist Air data project seems like a great springboard to explore what Gradio can do,
Good.
not just for analyzing air quality, but for all sorts of data and ideas.
Right.
What should we explore next?
Let's talk about how Gradio works its magic. At its core, it's a Python library.
Okay.
But you don't need to be a coding expert to use it.
Right.
Gradio is all about creating user-friendly interactive interfaces.
Yeah.
And it does so without you needing to wrestle with things like JavaScript or web hosting.
So it's like a bridge between the complex code and someone who just wants to understand the data.
Precisely. In the Assist Air Data project,
Okay.
they used a few key Gradio components to make the dashboard really intuitive.
Okay.
For example, there's a drop-down menu to select the city you want to explore, a checkbox to choose which years to analyze,
Okay.
and even a radio button to switch between different types of visualizations.
So they can easily compare different cities and see how THI changed over time.
Yes,
That's really powerful.
it is. And you have a variety of visualizations to choose from. They use the CalPlot we discussed, but also box plots showing THI distribution by month or by weekday.
Interesting.
This lets you see if there are any patterns, like if weekends tend to have better air quality than weekdays.
Interesting. I could see how that would be useful for planning outdoor activities or even just knowing when to avoid certain areas.
Exactly. Plus, there's the classic time series line plot showing THI trends over time. And with Gradio, it's interactive, so we can zoom in on specific date ranges, pan around, and really explore the data in detail.
That's a lot of different ways to look at the data. No wonder they were able to find those connections between THI and health issues.
It really showcases how Gradio can help us see things we might otherwise miss. But let's zoom out a bit from the specifics of the Assist Air Data project.
Okay.
What really excites me is the potential of Gradio beyond just air quality.
Okay, let's broaden our horizons. You mentioned this is just one example. What other kinds of data or insights could someone uncover using Gradio?
Well, imagine you're prepping for a big presentation and want to wow your audience.
Okay.
Instead of the usual static slides, you could use Gradio to build an interactive dashboard that lets people explore the data themselves.
That would be so much more engaging than just looking at bullet points. You could give people the power to discover insights for themselves.
Exactly. Or let's say you're trying to get up to speed in a new field, maybe finance or climate science.
Okay.
Gradio can help you build a custom visualization that makes complex concepts easier to grasp.
Mm. So it's like turning a research paper into something you can actually play with. That could be a game changer for learning.
And even if you're not presenting or studying, but if you're just curious about something, found a cool data set online about anything at all. Gradio makes it easy to explore that data in a way that's fun and intuitive. It's like having a data playground at your fingertips.
That's a great way to put it. I can see how Gradio could empower people to take ownership of data and make it work for them.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with the possibilities, can we rewind a bit and talk about the nuts and bolts of how it works?
Sure.
I know it uses Python, but are there other tools involved?
You're right. There's more to the story.
No.
Besides Gradio itself, the AssistAir data code utilizes Pandas, Plotly Express, and Calplot.
Okay.
Each one plays a crucial role. Pandas is like a super-powered spreadsheet. It's the workhorse for loading, cleaning, and transforming data in Python, getting it prepped for analysis.
So Pandas lays the groundwork.
Precisely. Then Plotly Express takes center stage to create visually stunning and interactive charts and graphs. It's known for making data look good and allowing you to zoom pan and truly delve into the details.
And Calplot is the one that creates those calendar heat maps, right?
You got it. It's a specialized library that's perfect for visualizing data that has a seasonal or daily pattern, like we saw with the THI trends.
So it's a real team effort. Pandas prepares the data Plotly, and Calplot handle the visuals.
Right.
And then Gradio brings it all together in a user-friendly interface.
Exactly. It's the combined power of these tools that makes it all possible.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still just scratching the surface of what Gradio can do. You mentioned earlier that it can be used for machine learning models as well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think that works?
Well, based on what you've said about creating interactive interfaces, I'm guessing it can somehow connect to a machine learning model and let you visualize the results.
You're exactly right.
Mm.
Imagine you have a model that identifies different species of birds in images.
Okay.
With Gradio, you can build a simple app where you upload a picture and the model through Gradio tells you what kind of bird it sees.
So instead of needing to know how to code, you can just interact with the model directly through this visual interface.
Exactly. Gradio takes care of all the complicated interface stuff, so you can focus on using the model. It's incredibly powerful for sharing and experimenting with these complex tools.
That opens up a world of possibilities. It's like suddenly everyone can be a bird expert, even if they've never written a line of code. But isn't sharing these models usually quite complicated?
Traditionally, yes.
Yeah.
But Gradio simplifies it tremendously. You can generate a shareable link that lets anyone interact with your model through a web interface.
Okay.
Imagine sending that bird identification app to your friends or colleagues without them needing any technical knowledge.
That's so much more accessible than sending code files and installation instructions. It seems like Gradio really is bridging the gap between complex technologies and people who can benefit from them.
It is. And it's not just about showcasing finished products. Gradio can also be used for gathering data and feedback. Let's say you built that bird app, but you're still refining the model. You could use Gradio's flagging feature to let users highlight images where the model makes mistakes.
So it's like crowdsourcing the improvement of the model.
Exactly. Users can flag images and provide feedback, helping you identify areas where the model needs work. It's a fantastic way to leverage the collective intelligence of a community.
That's a really clever way to use Gradio for collaboration. Are there any other innovative features you've come across?
There's one that I think will particularly resonate with the learner and all of us. Gradio's chat interface. Remember how we talked about making data and tools more accessible?
Yeah.
Well, this takes it a step further by incorporating the familiarity of chatbots.
Now that you mention it, I have noticed chatbots popping up everywhere.
Yeah.
How does Gradio use them?
With Gradio, you can build your own chatbot interfaces using Python. Instead of traditional input and output fields, you can create a conversational flow where the user interacts with the model through chat messages.
So it's like having a back and forth conversation with the model, asking questions and getting responses in real time.
Precisely. Imagine a chatbot that helps you understand a complex scientific paper, answering your questions and guiding you through the key concepts in a conversational style.
That's an incredible way to make information more digestible and engaging. It sounds like Gradio is constantly evolving and finding new ways to push the boundaries of what's possible. Is there anything they haven't thought of?
What's even more remarkable is that Gradio is an open source project.
Oh, wow.
This means that a passionate community of developers constantly contributes to its growth. So the potential is truly limitless.
That's fantastic. And speaking of potential, what other exciting applications of Gradio do you think we could explore?
Well, there's so many, but one that comes to mind is the potential for educational games and simulations.
Okay.
Imagine using Gradio to create interactive learning experiences where students can explore scientific concepts, historical events, or even artistic techniques in a hands-on way.
That sounds amazing. Instead of passively reading a textbook, they could be actively engaging with the material, experimenting, and discovering for themselves.
Exactly. And because Gradio allows for such creative customization, you could build simulations tailored to specific learning styles and curriculum needs.
It seems like the educational possibilities are endless. But even beyond education, I can imagine Gradio being used in all sorts of fields. Like, what about using it for storytelling? Could you create interactive narratives where the audience can influence the outcome?
Absolutely. Gradio's interactive elements lend themselves beautifully to storytelling. Imagine a choose-your-own-adventure story where the reader's choices at each step determine the path of the narrative.
That would be so much more engaging than just reading a static text. You could really immerse yourself in the story and feel like you're part of the action.
Exactly. And think about the potential for journalism. Interactive data visualizations could bring complex news stories to life, allowing readers to explore the data behind the headlines and form their own conclusions.
That's a powerful idea. Instead of just being told what to think, readers could engage with the data themselves and become more informed citizens.
Precisely. And the possibilities extend beyond just news. Imagine interactive documentaries where viewers can delve deeper into the stories being told, explore different perspectives, and even contribute their own experiences.
That's a whole new level of storytelling. It's like the line between creator and audience starts to blur.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about Gradio. It's not just a tool for data scientists or developers. It's a platform for anyone who wants to communicate ideas in a more engaging, interactive way.
It's like giving everyone a voice, a way to share their insights and perspectives with the world.
That's a beautiful way to put it. And I think that's a perfect segue into our final thoughts on Gradio.
Okay, let's wrap things up. What's the key message we want to leave our listener with today?
After exploring all these incredible applications, I think the core message is that Gradio isn't just a tool, it's an invitation. An invitation to explore, to create, to share your unique perspective with the world. It's about empowering anyone, regardless of technical background, to engage with data and ideas in a meaningful way.
You know, it's funny. At the beginning of this deep dive, I was a bit intimidated by Gradio. It seemed like something only programmers could use. But now I'm actually feeling inspired.
That's exactly the kind of transformation we hope to spark in our listeners.
Yeah.
Gradio removes those barriers of complexity and opens up a world of possibilities.
It's like you said, an invitation. So, what would you say to someone who's listening and thinking, okay, this sounds amazing, but where do I even begin?
I'd say embrace your curiosity. What data or ideas are you passionate about? What story do you want to tell? Because with Gradio, you have the power to bring those visions to life.
And the great thing is you don't have to go it alone. Gradio has amazing documentation and a supportive online community ready to help you along the way.
It's true. The learning resources are incredibly accessible, and the community is incredibly welcoming. Don't be afraid to ask questions, experiment, and have fun with it.
That's such a great reminder. Sometimes we get so caught up in the how that we forget about the why, but with Gradio, the why should always be at the forefront.
Absolutely. It's about the joy of discovery, the thrill of creating something new, and the satisfaction of sharing your insights with others.
So to wrap things up, I think the message is clear. If you've ever felt a spark of curiosity about data or a desire to communicate your ideas in a more engaging way, Gradio is waiting for you.
It's been a pleasure exploring the potential of Gradio with you. I can't wait to see what our listeners create.
Until next time, keep learning, keep creating, and keep diving deep.